Gary, it's Anthony Stabile and Jude Feld. Thank you for joining us this afternoon on the Curtain Call.
Hi, Anthony, Jude. Good to be here. It's finally cooled off a little bit out here in Southern California, and that's been something we've been looking forward to. I was hoping it would have last weekend before Beholder ran, but she got through it all right and probably better than I did.
Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't seem to bother her too much on Saturday, Gary.
No, she's such a professional, and Richard knows her so well and how to bring her up to a race and everything. And she put me at ease as soon as I got on her back. But I had a few sleepless nights leading up to last week's race, to be honest with you.
That's so unusual for you, because you put such high expectations on yourself ordinarily. I always tell people that you intend to win every race that you ride. So I'm surprised to hear that. I mean, I know she's very, very special, but you have such a great rapport with her, and I'm surprised that you, at this stage of your life, even worry about it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't so much about whether she was going to win or whatever, but you know, the main goal was the classic. It is the classic. $5 million versus 300,000. 103 degree temperatures, and I could see Richard stressing a little bit a few days out, because we knew what the temperatures were going to be. And you know, it wasn't a case of can she win? She has to win. And he pulled me up on Friday morning, and he said, "Look, I want to win and everything, but." He said, "Don't be showing her off." And I said, "I got you, boss." And it's one of those deals where you almost wish that she didn't have to run and we could just go to the Breeders' Cup and put her in bubble wrap and everything. But, you know, he knew she needed to run. I knew she needed to run. But we needed the right kind of race in her, too.
I thought it was pretty interesting that I read like a day or two after the race that you had said to Richard afterwards, "You may have to tack walk her tomorrow," because she came back pretty strong. So it was obviously not that hard on her.
No, it wasn't. I mean, that's the first time that I've never hit her in a race before. Never used my stick on her, but Saturday, that was the first time I've never even chirped to her. Coming into lane, I picked my left rein up just a little bit, and she's got a habit sometimes when she's going easy, when she swaps into her right lead coming into the lane, she wants to drop in a little bit. And Mike's filly, she's got a tendency to get out, and he kept coming out with me. I was trying to give myself room, and I just didn't want any straws in her path or anything. And I shook her up for maybe a half a stride coming into the lane and opened up enough daylight that I could let her fall over if she wanted to, and she didn't. She was very professional. That's the great thing about this mare. She seemed to know that Saturday was not the day. That was preparation for something bigger and better. And when they run a race like she did in the Pacific Classic, and we were coming back really on pretty short rest, as big as she ran. It was by far the biggest race she'd run in her life, and you worry how they're going to react to it. And then we're coming back in 5 weeks. It's 4 weeks coming up now, but just all that stuff's going through your head. And I just wanted everything to go perfect on the weekend, and thank goodness it did.
You guys have a few years on me. I'm not picking on anybody. You guys got a few years on me. Gary, I know you since I'm almost in a stroller. You guys got a few years on me. I can't remember a horse winning a grade one. I don't know if I can remember a horse winning any race as effortlessly as she did on Saturday. But if we go by PPs, obviously, you look at the PPs, you don't want to say that was expected of her, but you figured she'd win pretty handily. How surprising was the effort in the Pacific Classic compared to the effort she gave you on Saturday?
Well, I didn't know, really. I knew that I'd never even come close to getting to the bottom of her going into the Pacific Classic, and I had a feeling I knew what was there, but it was beyond expectations. And to be honest with you, I never had to get to the bottom of her in the Pacific Classic. I believe there's more there than what you saw that day. And she may need it in the Breeders' Cup Classic. But most of her workout, I asked her to do more than what I asked her to do through the stretch last Saturday. So, you know, we call it a grade one, and on paper, she was, I don't want to take anything away from the competition and the race, but that really wasn't a true grade one in my eyes last weekend, and that's how we treated it. And, you know, I came back, and Keith Brackpool, chairman of Santa Anita, he said, man, I was so worried you were going so wide around the first turn. Well, heck, when I drew the nine hole, I mean, that was peace of mind for me, because all I had to do was kind of keep her out of trouble, and I didn't mind certain times and certain situations. You don't mind giving up ground, and I darn sure didn't mind giving up ground on her last Saturday going around the first turn. I just wanted to get her into a nice, peaceful rhythm and let her know that it was a workout.
Yeah, her sheet number had to be fantastic, because you really didn't save an ounce of ground.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at her buyers and everything going into the Pacific Classic, and I use the buyers as a tool, but by no means do I use them as the Bible. I think the highest buyer she'd had leading up to the Pacific Classic this year was 98 or something like that, and I just laugh, because they're based on time, and she's liable to have come back with, I don't know what kind of buyer she got last weekend, but I know it was not a 114 that she ran in the Pacific Classic. But, you know, that's for me to know and everybody else to find out later on.
The Pacific Classic was such an amazing performance. I mean, it was breathtaking. You know, you're riding it, but when you're watching it, it was something else. I mean, you know how many races I've seen, thousands. I was just blown away by that race. It was something that was so beautiful to watch. I don't think I'll ever forget it.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched a lot of great racehorses. Zenyatta, her performance in the ladies' classic, you know, a few years back, or in the classic, excuse me. I was standing with my son. I wasn't riding at the time, and I cried. I mean, when she crossed the finish line in the crowd, and that's when I rode Beholder last week, or in the Pacific Classic, that was the first time I'd felt that emotion that I felt when I watched the great Zenyatta. And to be on her back and experience it, it was really very, very special.
Well, she will look to become just the only other filly to do both. She'll look to follow in Zenyatta's footsteps in just about a month when she tackles the boys once again in the $5 million Breeders' Cup Classic on October 31st at Keeneland. Her Hall of Fame rider, Gary Stevens, nice enough to join us this afternoon on the Curtain Call. Gary, we may have to reach out to you in 5 weeks if you pull that classic off to join us again on the Curtain Call. I don't think you'll mind, will you?
No, I won't mind at all. I will not mind at all, Anthony.
All right, well, thanks again for joining us, Gary. The great Gary Stevens, Hall of Fame winner of over 5,000 races. Him and Beholder will try to do it, beat the boys in the $5 million Breeders' Cup Classic. Have a great day, Gary. Thanks again.
All right, guys. Thanks.